It is time for another edition of the At Your Service podcast from the Branson Podcast Network. I'm Scott McCauley, and we are in the Grand Country studio here on November the 24th. Yes, it is Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It is Black Friday when we're recording this, and it's one of those days that kind of got the whole building to myself. It's not an official office day, so just a few of us have been kind of hanging in and out this morning doing some shows, and right now I got the whole building to myself, which really means that it's a quiet place, that there's no background noise. But sometimes the background noise makes it more fun, but it is it's basically, I almost call this a library edition sometime. But, you know, a lot of folks are out and about, not only, of course, with the Black Friday shopping and all the other things going on, but, yeah, weather going to be a little bit up and down, but we have a lot of folks going to the outdoors. And as we do here on the At Your Service podcast, we do a weekly visit with the Missouri Department of Conservation, which we call the Conservation Report. And delivering the Thanksgiving weekend conservation report, we head over to Stone County and Agent Dan Aiken. Dan, how you doing today?
Doing very good. I'm happy to be here in the Ozarks today. While that wind has got a little bite to it this morning, I think the temperatures are supposed to get a little bit better today, but it's still a good day to be in the deer woods here in southwest Missouri. We did do a CWD, a chronic wasting disease extension of the deer season this year. So if you're in a county that has CWD in it, and you need to check the map to make sure where you're hunting at is in that, the season goes until Sunday. For the rest of the state, it closed on Tuesday, but with us here in Stone County, and I know Taney County and Berry County, those counties are still in the CWD portion, so you got until Sunday to go out and harvest the deer. And we've gotten a lot of questions on that, on that new part of the season, and we'll dive into that here in just a minute. But how's everything over in your neck of the woods, Scott?
Well, pretty good. As I said, it's kind of one of those work days that you go into the office and you go, you know, I can really get a lot done, but then you realize, but it's a holiday, so you kind of motivate yourself. So a lot of times it turns out I get almost the same amount of work done when I've got the building to myself compared to other times, but it's not a bad thing. And again, it's not a full work day, so we get to go and do some family things later, but we're also doing what we love to do, and that is relate information. And you know, what's interesting is we are now, you know, past the Thanksgiving holidays, we get into this, and you mentioned it, and I do want to talk more about the CWD deer season, but are we not also in the middle of a youth season again?
Yeah, we've got another youth season coming up, just this coming up weekend. So that's the youth, what do they call that now? They call it the late youth season portion of the deer hunt. So you still got opportunities if you're age 6 to 15, you can partake in that. And, you know, it's just your regular permits will work during that season. So if you have a youth season permit, you can use that during that time. Or if you have a regular deer hunting permit and you fall between the ages of 6 and 15, that you can also hunt during that time as well. So lots of stuff going on right now. It's almost hard for even the game warden to keep up with all these new seasons
no,
that we have. So.
I know. Well, and here's the thing. We said this before, but I do want to make it very clear. When they say it's a youth season, it is for the physical age of 6 to 15. Now, if you're just acting like a 6 to 15-year-old, that doesn't count. So say, you know, acting like a 14-year-old and you're 34, that doesn't work. No, it has to be physical
age. I have the same conversation with Agent Quentin Fronterhouse every year. Every year during this time, I tell him just because he acts like he's 15 doesn't mean that he can hunt, you know.
So, I know.
Yeah.
So you just have to clear that up. And it's funny, I think Quentin said something similar about you. But anyway, we leave that for another time and another discussion here. I will say this, that, and here's the thing. Dan, I didn't tell you this. I should have told you this up front. I was actually off last week, so I didn't get to do the report. My colleague, Josh Clark, was visiting with the newest agent in the area, Alex Walker, up in Christian County. I know they had a great report. But I guess the firearms deer season, the official season, has ended since the last time we did a report. So has there been anything information that's come out of that so far?
Yeah, we've had just shy of 200,000 deer checked during the 11-day deer season here in Missouri. We had about 90,000 deer taken just in the first opening 2 days of season. And I know Missouri Department of Conservation collected about 20,000 CWD samples during those 2 days. And we'd like to thank the hunters for bringing. Sometimes it's not the most convenient thing to bring a deer into the mandatory check stations in the opening 2 days of the season, but it sure does us does our biologists and the Department of Conservation and the future hunters, it does a really good deal for them to be able to monitor the disease and see how it is affecting our deer herd. So we haven't gotten any of those preliminary results back. I am happy to say that we did have some voluntary samples that were submitted prior to the opening of deer season here in Stone County, and all those have come back negative, so that is a good sign. The unfortunate part is with 20,000 samples being taken during the opening 2 days of firearms deer season, there will probably be some that we're going to test, you know, unfortunately test positive for that. But right now the disease is, it's still growing a little bit, but it's growing really, really, really slow here in the state of Missouri. And that's a lot thanks to the hunters and our biologists that are helping to monitor that disease. And hopefully on the horizon, there may be some type of vaccine coming out for that disease. Now, how to administer it to over a million deer that we have in Missouri, I don't know how that's going to work yet, but there is some talk. Starting to hit the conservation websites and stuff about a possible some type of vaccine that is being developed, and I don't know how all that's going to play out yet. But for people that don't know, the chronic wasting disease is a disease that affects the deer herd. It is not transmittable to humans, or at least it's not ever been transmitted to a human yet. I don't want to be the first one, so if I ever handle a deer, I always use rubber gloves. And it's usually in the spinal column and the brain of the deer. So, and it is spread from deer to deer by saliva contact. So, it is a disease that can be rapidly spread in an unmanaged deer herd. And so we are trying to manage the deer herd as much as possible. And that's part of the reason why the 5 days extension that we have here in these counties that have CWD in it, it is to overall goal is to reduce the deer population to help to reduce the spread of the disease. And if you are going to continue to go out and hunt with during that season, it is buck or doe. We have gotten a lot of questions about, is that season just doe only? But the doe only season is going to be later with the firearms antlerless portion, and that runs December 2nd through December 10th. And I think that's where a lot of people are getting confused at. So still here on the rest of Friday and Saturday and Sunday, you can hunt with your high-powered rifle, and you can take a buck or a doe still in those open counties. And then once Sunday comes, firearms deer season will come to an end statewide. And then we do have, you know, we are in the middle of a youth season, which opened today and runs Saturday and Sunday also. Archery season is still in full swing right now. Then we have a alternative portions, which you can use muzzleloaders or pistols or crossbows. We still have that season upcoming, and then of course the antlerless portion that I just talked about. And then finally they will all end on January the 15th, and we can all go back to living normal lives whenever that all comes to an end finally on January 15th.
Yeah, a very long what are we looking at, like 5 months? Is that right? September, October, November,
it started, December. Started on September 15th, so
yeah, so the five-month deer season will be coming to an end here in about the next 6 weeks or so, but still plenty of opportunities to get out there. And again, as Dan mentioned, make sure that you've got the, you know, you have the right season, make sure you've got the right permits and those type of things. And, of course, the Missouri Department of Conservation website can keep you updated on all that.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan.
Yes,
absolutely,
Scott. I'm glad you brought that up. They have an actual map on the website that shows the shaded areas. The shaded counties are open for the CWD portion. And the, I know like Lawrence County, which is, I think that's still in your listening area, that county is not open for the CWD portion. So if you have a farm that you normally go up and you're thinking about going there and hunting, that county is not open for the CWD portion. So keep that in mind to double check your regulations before you hit the field.
Very, very good advice. Dan, what else is on your mind today?
Well, I get requests all the time. It seems like, you know, with individuals that they've harvested a deer or they've harvested a fish or maybe they've harvested a squirrel, and now they don't really know how to take care of it from that point on, like how to cook that game, how to prep it. And we get a lot of requests for this class, and it fills up relatively fast. But there is going to be an outdoor cooking class, Learn to Hunt Wild Game Prep is what it's called. And it is going to be on Saturday, December the 9th, and it is at the Andy Dalton Shooting Range and Sporting Complex. That is in Ash Grove, Missouri, up by Bodart, just north of Springfield. Cooking outdoors is a great complement to many other outdoor activities that they offer there at the Andy Dalton Shooting Range. So whether you are camping, fishing, and hunting, or enjoying just your backyard, this program will add another element to your outdoor experience. There's going to be some really good instructors there that is going to learn how to, they're going to teach you how to cook all sorts of wild game, including rabbit, squirrel, deer, and turkey. And we sure do look forward to everybody coming up there and learning how to cook and how to prepare wildlife for consumption. And that's what, in the end, that's what the wildlife there is for human consumption with conservation. You know, we got to conserve our wildlife, but we don't want to preserve it because there's enough out there to be able to enjoy it. And we want hunters to get out there and enjoy harvesting the game and then also partaking in the eating of the wildlife. And anybody that's never ate a rabbit or squirrels and dumplings, you guys are missing out on some very good food. But the event is open to all ages. So if you got some kids that want to go to it also, that is open for kids. However, there's no cost to this program. It is totally 100% free, and it is going to start at 8:30 in the morning and run until 10:30. So it's a 2-hour demonstration, and you do need to register for this class. And you can register online by going to Missouri Department of Conservation website and go to events, go to Andy Dalton Shooting Range, and you can register online with that, or you can give them a call at 417-742-4361. And I have a good friend named Allie Underwood. She is going to be the lead instructor on this class. Very knowledgeable. She's a hunter, she's a fisherman, and she's a great cook. So go up, and they're not going to probably feed you an all-you-can-eat buffet, but you are going to get a chance to hopefully eat some rabbit, squirrel, turkey, deer, or at least learn how to cook it. So she's a good instructor and a good person and a good hunter. So get in there, get registered for it. That's next Saturday, December the 9th, from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
Dan, I got to imagine that there are a lot of people out there. And again, there's some, some foods that just aren't for people's taste, whatever the case may be. But I bet there's probably a lot of people out there that, A, hasn't either tried any of that, or maybe they did, and maybe someone, not intentionally, maybe didn't know the best way to prepare it, maybe didn't have all that knowledge, and it didn't come out the way it is. And I think, especially with a lot more people, we've talked about this since COVID, a lot more people have been going to the outdoors. Seems like a class like this is pretty timely. So if they do decide to maybe fix what they end up getting in the wild, this is a good way to take that next step.
Absolutely, and it's almost an art or a tradition that's kind of becoming lost as our elderly people that grew up on living off the land. You know, my grandma and grandpa, they passed away several years ago, and along with them passing away, you know, we lost a lot of their knowledge whenever they passed away. My grandma, they raised their kids off of eating game animals that we may not even hardly eat today. But you know, they cooked everything from squirrels to raccoon to beaver and stuff like that. And we don't really see a lot of that anymore. We see a lot of people still eating squirrels, turkey, and deer, and maybe some rabbits. But you know, those recipes and how to cook those animals and how to clean those animals are kind of being lost and maybe not passed on to our younger generation. And like me, I remember going and eating squirrel and dumplings that my grandma made. But now I don't, you know, if I wasn't involved in the outdoors like I am, I don't know if I would remember how to make that recipe and how, you know, how she pressure cooked the meat to make it nice and tender and stuff. And it's just an art or a cooking method that is almost being lost as people age and they quit being able to cook for themselves, or they quit going out and hunting. And now the younger generation is sure missing out on some great stuff. And there's a lot of people that love to go out and hunt. And I contacted a young man this year dragging a deer out. And I said, I helped him load the deer up and everything. And he said, well, now that I got a deer, I don't really know what to do with it, you know. And he was, he loved to hunt. He loved to go out and get a deer. And it was his very first deer that he ever harvested all by himself. He'd always been helped by his dad or his uncle or his grandpa. And he was out there by himself. And you know, it's just one of the things that we take for granted when we do go with our parents or our grandma, grandpa, uncles, is they know how to do all that stuff. And if we don't pay attention to that, we're going to lose the art of being able to go out and harvest an animal and then know what to do with it after you get one on the ground. And we have another great, great program. It's called From Field to Freezer. Don't see one coming up. They usually have that before the deer season's hit. But that tells you, it's like a four-hour class, and it talks you through everything to do from the time you pull the trigger on an animal, how to get it from the field all the way into your freezer. And that's a really, really good program. And my good friend Greg Collier, he used to teach that quite a bit. Every year he taught maybe one or two of those classes. But this is a good one here, too, with learning how to cook the recipes and the different type of wildlife that we have here in the state of Missouri. And, you know, all we're trying to do is recruit and retain some hunters. And if we get a couple of young people out there that like to harvest some squirrels, and they have a good, they walk away with it knowing, hey, how this is really, really good, fried squirrel or squirrel and dumplings, you know, they can take care of themselves if they ever need to. If things go south here and you have to live off the land, then we've helped that individual know how to cook those individual species of game. And hopefully it never comes to that, but you never know in today's times what's going to hold.
That's true. And again, another reason, folks, I think it's a good idea to keep the Missouri Department of Conservation website handy is because that website has a lot of information about a lot of programs on all facets of conservation, whether you are a hunter or maybe you're an angler or maybe you just like the nature trails and like to look at nature. The Missouri Department of Conservation website, Dan, pretty extensive.
Pretty extensive. You could spend hours on there. The good thing is you can also spend as little as 15 minutes on there, or maybe less. If you kind of know what you're looking for, you can go on there and there's a contact and engage tab. You can pull that down and it will give you all the phone numbers to the area offices that's in the area that you're looking at. You can also find conservation agents' phone numbers in there. You can find the biologist phone numbers in there and some of the forestry phone numbers in there. If you can also go over to the events page and click on it and just type in the county that you want to go to and see what events are being held in that county. Or you can do it just by the southwest region. We are in the southwest part of Missouri. If you want to see everything that the Department of Conservation is offering, go on that page, southwest region, and it's going to show you every program that we have, from hunter education classes to hiking classes to bird ID, tree ID. We're even doing a burn workshop for individuals that may want to do some prescribed burning on their property. We have a prescribed burn workshop on one of our areas, so you can get signed up for that. And they're going to teach you not only the right techniques, but also the safe techniques to be able to burn a field or, you know, something off that you're wanting to burn off. That's one of the things that we've kind of lost also as society has evolved, is you got to think back in the old days, that's the way they managed all the old growth fields and the native grasses, was through prescribed burning or through wildfires. And now we don't really have a whole lot of that. So we're losing some of our native species. And kind of fescue is taking over, which is a cool season grass. versus your native warm season grasses. They need fire in order to flourish. So there's a prescribed workshop coming up on that. Like 99% of our classes that we have are free of charge. Every once in a while, there will be a small charge associated with a class based on materials or an online. A lot of times there's an online portion. And our online stuff is managed by an outside entity, and they collect the money. It does not come to conservation, but it goes to the individuals that kind of put that program together. So every once in a while, you will have to pay a little bit for one of our classes, but for the most part, all of our classes are free. They're taught by either volunteer instructors or by instructors that work for the Department of Conservation.
Well, and I think I tell you what, you've pretty well covered the whole thing on the website, because there is a lot of great information. You can get information on your agents there, as you mentioned, as well. Before we wrap up, let's do remind the one phone number we do want people to remember. That's Operation Game Thief.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, I've gotten a lot of Operation Game Thief calls during this deer season, and I greatly appreciate it, because, I'm only one person. I definitely cannot be everywhere at once. And if somebody is out there stealing wildlife, it's just not Dan Akin's problem. It's every legal hunter's problem, and they should be very upset about it if somebody's out there spotlighting deer, shooting deer from the road, shooting squirrels from the road. They're basically stealing wildlife from an individual that's out there trying to harvest it legally, whether it's your 15, 16-year-old daughter or son that's out there sitting in a tree stand with this cold weather, cool weather coming in. It's not really fair for somebody to drive around in a truck and shoot one from the road. So if you do see that, we do have a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-392-1111. You can remain 100% anonymous. You can elect not to have a conservation agent contact you if that's what you wish, or you can have a conservation agent contact you. But give us a call and let us know what's going on in your neighborhood. We can't be everywhere at once. And if you see something out in the wild that you know just doesn't set well with you, and you think somebody is doing something illegal or something that they shouldn't do, give us a call. We will go check it out. Sometimes they weren't doing anything wrong, and I will call the individual back and say, no, they're doing everything legal, and it gives them a peace of mind. They didn't know whether they were doing something wrong or not, and it gives them peace of mind. But every once in a while, a tip like that leads into a big poaching ring where a lot of deer have been poached in a certain area. Somebody may be out just looking for big bucks, and they're driving around at night, spotlighting the field, and shooting a big buck on somebody's property. Those are things that if we don't know what's going on, it's really hard for us to be in the right place at the right time. And we do rely very heavily on the public. So please don't hesitate to give me a call. If you see something like that, you can give me a call directly at 417-331-2674. If I don't answer the phone, because right now I'm extremely busy, just leave me a message or shoot me a text. Or you can call the OGT Operation Game Thief hotline at 1-800-392-1111.
Dan, always a pleasure to catch up with you, and hope you have a great holiday weekend, and we'll certainly catch up again here in the next few weeks. Thanks so much, my friend.
Absolutely. I can't wait till we get done with all these deer season and we can start talking springtime fishing.
I know. That's Dan's thing right there. Dan, take it easy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. That is Dan Akin from the Missouri Department of Conservation. And yeah, we usually talk fishing with Dan, but we just didn't have time to get to that on the report today. But we certainly will in the next few weeks, as that wraps up this week's edition of the Conservation Report, our weekly feature from the Missouri Department of Conservation. And again, thanks to Dan Akin for joining us on this week's At Your Service podcast with the Missouri Department of Conservation. I'm Scott McCauley. Check out all the other great podcasts, all the other information going on right now on the Branson Podcast Network. Have a great day.